K-State Nation, what is going on? Eddie Greer, host of this other K-State podcast here, the Purple Project podcast here in Kansas City, Missouri. All things K-State sports here on this, recording this KSU pregame me here on the 2nd of October, Thursday night, October 2nd, 2025. First time listening to this podcast. Once again, thank you for stopping by, giving us a listen here as K-State football gets ready to play Baylor on Saturday morning down there in Waco, Texas. Again, this is your very first time checking out this K-State Athletics podcast. We cover all things K-State sports. It's everyday podcast coming at you 7 days a week, 99.5% of the time, folks. And you want to stay tuned in with what's going on other than football and men's basketball, this is the place for you. But this is KSU mini preview here. I might do another pregame, second pregame tomorrow. I don't know, but if I don't, I'm going to have y'all covered right now. Just doing a little bit of a report, obviously. K-State entering this game. K-State, obviously, Baylor. I'll give up the records in a moment for each of these teams. And we'll also check out the Big 12 scoreboard heading in this weekend. K-State coming off the win, obviously. Huge win last week there against UCF. Now, of course, on the road down in Waco. And I don't know, first off, I don't know how the atmosphere is going to be, because last time we're on the road, Arizona wasn't the hype all be all. Even though we did lose. So it'll be interesting. And obviously you're going to play a better quarterback, one of the better quarterbacks in the Big 12, and Sawyer Roberts in there as well. So we'll have to see how all that's going to shake out for this K-State football team, who comes in here kind of beat up a little bit. I did see early this morning, I kind of glanced over it a little bit, but I have not mentioned anything about the wide receivers. Obviously, we won despite no Jace Brown, big play Jace, or of course, J.B. Bradley, Jerron Bradley, of course, one of the bigger receivers, one of the many transfers to Kansas State football roster this year out. And I don't know as of now, as I'm recording this during Thursday Night Football, how that's going to shake out here, obviously, as Chris Klieman and company told us the game plan a little bit in that press conference, or that they want to control the football. We'll see how that shakes out, obviously, with Dylan Edwards. And, of course, we might see Blake Barnett. We'll see about that there as well. And let me see here. Yeah, so you have that. Yeah, so it looks like the initial report, yeah, had Jace Brown unavailable and Jerron Bradley unavailable as well. And one of the other, I did see top of the list, Cody McAllister, where he has been all season long, right? So that's one of your stat players there in the secondary. He ain't even played a snap yet. So I have not even said his name yet this season until right now on October 2nd here, as K-State goes into Waco 2-3 on the season there as well. And it looks like here, yeah, we haven't talked much about Jace Brown's injury there. Yeah, I was like looking for him on last weekend and he wasn't even out there playing. But Jace Brown, well, actually here on, as I'm reading this Wichita Eagle report by Kellis Robinette here, Jace Brown was listed as probable. This was released last night on a depth chart there. They did not tell us about the injury or whatever he was hurt with there as well. Obviously, Jerron Bradley, actually, according to the Wichita Eagle and Kellis Robinette, is on track to be on the field. It's a wait and see there. That's why I don't want to give y'all false hope on this podcast. But hey, I mean, one of them will be huge. Obviously, Jerron Tibbs last week had a good game last week there as well. I gave him his props. I've been critical on Jerron Tibbs so far this year. And last week, definitely by far, was his best game there as well. So you get either Brown, Bradley on the field, with of course your other weapon, Dylan Edwards. If they're going to play, if K-State's going to do that, run the control the ball and leave Baylor's offense on the sideline, that would be great. But also, But obviously, when you do that, you better score touchdowns. You know the golden rule. We all know the golden rule when you go on the road to these games, right? Score touchdowns, not field goals. I believe I said that somewhere this season. This season, I believe, was Arizona, I believe. And I'm going to say, I'm going to transfer it right here, right now in this pregame mini, right? You got to score touchdowns here. And I think for also for K-State, also is you got to put whole Baylor out of the end zone, and you have to be the one that strikes first. I think that's going to be the key of this game. You fall behind some two scores of some sort, like 10 or 14 points. I don't know. Again, we're going to find out a lot about this case, this character, about this K-State team. Can you translate that energy from the home to the away? Can you do that or not? That's going to be the key, because we heard all last week, you know, we don't have another energy on the sideline. We're not engaged in the action, right? You know what I'm saying? So we'll see if they can bring that energy on the road. And yes, it is very hard to do that, but hey, again, building blocks, right? I mentioned this on this show, on this podcast last week, and on the reaction edition of the USC win. You can check it out now on the Pro Project Podcast feed, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports mini pregame Baylor Saturday, 11 a.m. on ESPN Plus. This is not even national television. What's up with that? Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri, recording this on Thursday during Thursday Night Football. 49ers going on in the Los Angeles Rams there. So, man, look. Look, guys. That's probably simple as it is. You know, it's easier said than done. But again, if K-State falls behind this game, look, they've answered the bell on multiple sorts this year. But again, if they fall behind more than two scores, I just don't know. And not playing, not forecasting any doubt down this team. But again, I mean, we've seen it. If Baylor starts out fast, we'll be in trouble, right? So, but anyways, Jace Brown. And I have not talked about any stats on it. Well, last week I did, but stats for big play Jace, 25 catches, 284 yards, two touchdowns this year. Jerron Bradley, 10 catches for 152 yards and one score this year. And of course, Dylan Edwards had me in on the field barely until last week in there. And when he hit the home, one of those plays, he hit a home run. Like I've been talking about, we know this, K-State knows this. You have the big play Hunter, the big plays, and Dylan Edwards, right? And on defense, Cole McCallister, I mentioned, had been on the field all season long there as well. You're going to have to slow down. If you're the K-State defense and defense coordinator Joe Klineman, you're going to have to slow down somehow this Baylor offense, potent offense. I haven't put up their stats yet there as well. But look, they put up, 30-plus last week, something like that, and they got, again, one of the top quarterbacks in this league right now. So what you got to do, slow them down. You, in K-State, offensively, you have to execute defensively somehow, some way. Start off fast on that end, tackling space, none of this arm tackling stuff. It's easy for me sitting here on a mic talking, but again, it's serious. It's serious. I mean, Baylor came in here this year. This was actually one of the games that was circled for K-State. If K-State season would have started off better like we all thought it would, this was one of the games of the year. K-State Baylor. Now we look at it, it's like, you know what? K-State, you know, trying to raise the ladder a little bit one by one here, trying to go 1-0. They went 1-0 last week against UCF. Now, what can you do again in Waco, right? I believe the last time we were in Waco, we won, if I'm not mistaken, there with Will Howard. If I'm not mistaken, if my memory serves me correctly on that. But before that, it's been a house of horrors, no pun intended, for the month of October right now. But again, if you try to slow this team down some way, somehow, with your energy, again, it's gonna have to set the tone on defense, slow them down some way, somehow, put pressure on the Baylor quarterback. You're going to have a good chance here. Maybe if you stay hanging around long enough, K-State hangs around long enough in this game, you can turn the tides there and pull out a win. So we'll have to find out and see what happens. And also, while I'm on this last of this article here, I just highlighted here something here. Adonis Moise, who was on the field. I didn't even mention him last week. He was on the field. He caught a couple of passes from Avery last week. And looks like kick returner Bryce Nornberg. Let me see here. They're actually listed as questionable for this Baylor game. So this kid, pretty much like me right now, beat up all over the place. Well, not necessarily, but on one side. One side right now is beat up a little bit. This K-State football team is kind of nicked up a little bit there as well. And this was actually last week. They were coming off a bye. So it's going to be something interesting to see what's going to happen on Saturday morning with these two teams playing there as well here. When we come back on the other side of the timeout, we'll get the official records here and try to pull up Baylor's top players here. Just a moment here to look out for on Saturday morning. K-State Baylor. This is the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. What's up, K-State Nation? Welcome back to this KSU pregame mini or a mini here on the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. The K-State football team led by Avery Johnson, Dylan Edwards in Austin, Maine, taking on, going back on the road to Waco this weekend, Saturday morning on ESPN Plus. That's my plug. If you have that already, got to tune in, and I have an issue with ESPN Plus. Why is it on ESPN Plus? I don't know, but it'll be there on Saturday morning at 11 as they take on the Baylor Bears. And these two teams, well, hold on, as I took a look at the Big 12 standings right now, Baylor 1-1 on the year, 3-2 overall, 1-1 in conference play. Kansas State, your Wildcats, 2-3 overall, and 1-1 in the conference. So somebody is going to leave here at around 2 o'clock, 2:30 when this game's over, when the clock hits zero Saturday afternoon. And we'll have a reaction following the game at some point or the next day, which, of course, is the reaction of after every K-State football game will be out on Sunday night. Somebody's going to leave here with two losses. I don't know who that's going to be, whatnot. But, yeah, so this I'm a little surprised here. And I have not watched, honestly, to be honest with y'all, K-State Nation, I have not watched, unless it's highlights, anything on Baylor. 3-2. Woo! 3-2 there, 1-1. And we know about K-State football, the 1-3 start, now 2-3, 1-1 conference play-in. Right now, whoever loses this game, going to lose even more ground for any shot at hopes, in hopes of a spot in Arlington. So, and we already know K-State started off 0-1 with that loss to Iowa State. Iowa State and Arizona State off that upset win, the defending Big 12 champs there. They're the only two teams 2-0. There are four more other teams behind them as we focus in on the conference wise anyways. 1-0, that includes Houston, BYU, Texas Tech, and Cincinnati. And as I look over here to the right, y'all can't see this, but I can. Three of those teams are undefeated. Who would have saw that coming? Well, two of them, you probably not saw coming. But obviously, Texas Tech trying to fill up expectations finally. With them, we got to play them later on in the season. 4-0. Houston, 4-0. Who had that? Not me. BYU continuing their success in the Big 12. Defeated Colorado last week. 4-0 now overall for those teams. So this is a gauntlet for Kansas State football. But right now, your focus, your attention has to shift to Baylor. And like I said, I did do some keys there in the first half of this podcast there. So we'll see if K-State can. I just think for for me or for in this game, look, really? Let me see if I can cut this down. There we go. For this team, you got to start off fast. I just think that's the key for this team in this game. Here we go. Here we go, this cat. So we'll see what happens with that. Okay, I'll ignore that. Big 12 scoreboard going into this week. Big 12 this week. And obviously, it starts, as I'm recording this, on tonight, on the 2nd. The Big 12 action begins tomorrow night on ESPN, West Virginia. And we just talked about this team, BYU, 23rd ranked BYU. They're welcoming West Virginia there. They're 4-0, 2-3 right now. That kicks off the Big 12 slate tomorrow night on ESPN. And of course, you got K-State Baylor. We are talking about this. Of course, it's a K-State podcast there. So you have that going on. Other 11 o'clock game. Iowa State undefeated going on the road to take on Cincinnati, who beat Kansas last week. So you got that. Iowa State ranked 14th in the country there. And let me see here. 2 o'clock game. The lone 2 o'clock game here. Oklahoma State 1-3. Arizona 3-1. And you got your primetime games at 6 Central Time. This is all Saturday games. For the exception of tomorrow night's game. Texas Tech, 11th ranked in the country, taking on Houston. Ooh, so you're going to have, somebody's going to leave here still unbeaten. The other will have their first loss of the year. That is in Houston. How about that? Kansas on the road. Speaking of Kansas on the road, taking on UCF. Kansas 3-2, UCF 3-1. And then, of course, to wrap things up, that game with KU and UCF is at 6:30 Central Time. And, of course, Colorado on the road after losing to BYU last week, taking on TCU. TCU is at 3-1. And remember, homecoming. I believe this was on the podcast. This was on the podcast feed. TCU coming to Manhattan next week. That's a homecoming. We'll welcome TCU back in the fold. That's next week, folks. So that is week 6. Scoreboard watch there. Everything starts tomorrow with this West Virginia BYU game there as well. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports here. Eddie Greer III here on this edition of the podcast. Real quick, before we wrap this thing up here real quick, again, tomorrow I may or may not come back for a second episode, part two. We'll see about that. Well, I'm covering my bases right now. So it looks like here, yeah, so some players to keep your eyes on, of course they do that. We'll just sit, go off of this, what I just typed up here. What does Google say? Well, it says this. Samu Pepe, a transfer lineman from A&M. Kelvin Simpson Hunt. I like how they give the middle names here. What are we doing here? Kelvin Hunt from Ohio State. Now, again, you know what? Let's play a little. We go look back a little bit. All right, so Baylor beat Oklahoma State. Reverse. Baylor beat Oklahoma State 45-27 last week. Let me click on here real quick here. Yeah, Sawyer Robertson, he almost threw for 400 yards in this game. 393, 4 TDs, no picks there. As Bryson Washington ran for 77 yards, he scored. And the wide receiver here, Cole Wilson, 6 catches, 76 yards. He scored a touchdown in this game there as well. Again, they know how to throw the ball around a yard. K-State's going to have to slow them down defensively somehow, some way. I don't know how you get it done. It doesn't matter at this point. Every game, every win, every game is important from this one out, because you cannot put yourself at this pace like a Texas Tech keeps on winning, a BYU, something like that. I already mentioned one of those teams, whether that's Houston or Texas Tech. Somebody out of that game is going to lose. At this pace, Iowa State keeps on rolling, obviously. So at this pace, you're going to have to – you have small room for error. So for what it is, I'm going to go Baylor just for the fact that hopefully – at least a little bit of reverse psychology here, a little bit, but I'm be real here. Baylor, every game has been close, for the exception of last week, 2 scores. I said K-State won. I predicted K-State would win last week, and they did that, and I said 2 scores. They do that. Oh, man, these games between Baylor can be something else. They can be multi-scores, or they can come down to a possession here or two. Think Baylor just got too much. But again, it's all about K-State's at this point, Baylor, this is going to be high. I think this is going to be high scoring right here. If Avery Johnson can translate his running ability to this game, it's going to be an entertaining game. I gotta go here. If K-State holds Baylor to under 40 points, that might be too much. Let's put it at 35. That's happy medium right there. If K-State holds somewhere to 35, 30, around there, you got a chance to win this game. Baylor 30. I'm gonna keep the 39 with Baylor here. K-State 28, somewhere around there, 39, 20 in this game. Again, folks, K-State Nation, this was supposed to be one of the bigger games for K-State. And now it's like, ooh, this might be one of these elimination games, something like that. And K-State, you cannot afford to have any more conference games, because this is conference games all the way through, as you all know. So 39-28. The podcast host says, anyways, for week six here in 2025. And it's going to be interesting to see how K-State, another 11 o'clock game. We'll see what happens there. In the atmosphere, I'll be paying attention to that as well. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found free and available daily. We're having a chance to record K-State content again. Podbean app. A little break for a little bit. Greer 380s Podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R number 3. E-D-D-I-D Podcast. Podcast. And of course, once again, please tell a big K-State fan about the Pearl Project Podcast. This Kansas State Athletic Podcast. And I'm recording this right now during the soccer game, Dillon Sunflower Showdown between, obviously, I almost forgot your own teams, Kansas State. It's been a week, folks. I'm glad it's almost Friday and we can get into the weekend. But right now, K-State soccer playing KU. Obviously, we have postcast of that going into weekend, and we'll have somewhat of a weekend preview as well for K-State Athletics here in the first weekend of October. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another pregame episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition of this K-State Athletics Podcast. Go Cats.